This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana lawmakers passed a 0.45% sales tax in 2018 to stabilize state finances and pledge the tax hike would be a temporary bridge to balance the budget. But 3 years later, Republican state Senate leaders are proposing to keep the tax on the books permanently and steer the dollars to road and bridge work. Critics are crying foul. They say the proposal being pushed in the waning days of the legislative session would renege on a promise made to residents. Backers of making the tax permanent cite the state's $15 billion worth of backlog of transportation projects. The debate is expected to be hashed out this week in the Senate Finance Committee. Louisiana has seen a surprising post-pandemic surge in tax collections, so lawmakers have packed the state's budget with tens of millions of dollars in pet projects. The add-ons were decided in closed-door negotiations and without public vetting of the ideas. Budget bills sent to the governor's desk include at least $76 million in earmarks for lawmakers' favored projects back home. Those include dollars for local parks, museums, cities and towns, athletic complexes, and nonprofit agencies. Louisiana lawmakers agreed to the spending even as they fell short on the teacher pay raise they originally discussed and as they're still trying to come up with new dollars for early learning programs. Yesterday was the last day of the Texas legislative session, and while several big Republican bills failed on that day, GOP lawmakers managed to get a number of conservative measures to the governor's desk. Those include a legislation allowing Texans to carry a handgun without a permit. Former Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo is urging Governor Greg Abbott to veto the measure.
Law enforcement, police chiefs, sheriffs, police labor camp stood up together and made it real clear we do not support constitutional carry here in Texas or anywhere in this country.
Acevedo was speaking with CBS's Face the Nation. Governor Abbott has previously indicated he plans to sign the bill. Arkansas health officials say nearly 60,000 doses of the state's Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine are nearing their expiration date and would have to be discarded if not used. Arkansas state epidemiologist expects most of the vaccine will be administered rather than discarded as the earlier expiring doses are being moved to vaccination sites around the state for use. Although Governor Asa Hutchinson has ended the pandemic emergency order, health officials still urge caution, especially as more infectious COVID variants are being discovered. Dr. Cam Patterson, chancellor for the University of Arkansas Medical Center in Little Rock, had this to say on the program Talk Business and Politics.
We still have more COVID-19 cases being reported now than we did a year ago. So we are not totally out of the woods. The most important thing that we can do right now is to remain vigilant. And for those who haven't been vaccinated, getting the vaccine is good for you. It's good for your family. It's good for your community. And it's going to help us to make the pandemic something that's in our rearview mirror.
Almost 2 million doses have been administered in Arkansas. This is Red River Radio.